And on this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, good morning, South Africa and beyond, worldwide, wherever you are. Part of the family of Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit. Good morning on behalf of the team. And great being with you. Come on, let's step out of the shadows of the grave, of all that keeps us back, and break into the wild, and don't be afraid. The song I'm going to play later on, the Freedom Song, Jesus Culture sings about running into wide open spaces, because grace is waiting for you and me. Dance like the weights of the world has been lifted, because grace is waiting. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So let's get out of the dark corners of our life, taking us into the blueness of gloominess. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Take all your burdens and bring all your scars and come back into the communion by the grace of Jesus Christ with your Father God. Holy God, in the name of Jesus, we want to run wide into open spaces of grace. Father God, by Jesus' grace, we want to dance into this Wednesday, the 14th of April, like the weights of the world has been lifted, for grace is waiting. And we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. In Jesus' name we pray for freedom. Amen. Talking about freedom, Jesus said, and this is recorded in the Bible in John 8, verse 31 to 36. John chapter 8, verse 31 to 36. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Listen to what Jesus said. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And what is a disciple? Let's just stop there for one moment. What is a disciple? The Greek text says mathetes. Now, what is a mathetes in the Greek text? In John 8, if you abide in my word, you are my mathetes, my disciples indeed. A mathete, a disciple, is someone who walks in the footsteps of his master, who imitates everything his master does, and follow the master. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. You will follow in my footsteps. You will imitate what I say, what I do, what I dream. If you are my disciples, you will copy every deed and dream that I have, and you will follow in my footsteps. And you shall know the truth, said Jesus, and the truth shall make you free. And then they answered him, the disciples, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" And then Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. Whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." John chapter 8, verse 31 to 36. Now perhaps you can ask, how can I have this freedom in Christ Jesus? How can I experience this freedom in Christ? How can I as I said earlier on, step out of the shadows of darkness and break into the wild of the freedom in Christ's grace. A new open space. Run into those wide open spaces of grace and dance into this Wednesday, the 14th of April, as if the weight of the Lord, or rather the weight of the world, has been lifted by the Lord, because grace is awaiting me. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. How can I have this freedom in Christ? One, Jesus Christ came to free his followers from the bondage and the penalty of sin. How can I have this freedom in Christ? Through Christ Jesus. Because Jesus Christ came to free his disciples, who wants to walk in his footsteps. Disciples meaning who wants to imitate everything Jesus does and dream. Jesus came to free us from the bondage and the penalty of sin. Second, how can I have this freedom in Christ? To know that God loves me and wants me to discover freedom from sin in Christ Jesus' grace. As I'm mondvol. Maar daarom is daar genade. God loves us and he wants us to discover the freedom from sin in Christ Jesus' grace. Thirdly, how can I attain this freedom? Just to know that all of us have sinned. Our sin keeps us in bondage and separates us from God. Our sin keeps us in bondage and separates me from God. And I have to know that. Why are you so cold with God? Why are you so far away? It's not that God has forgotten about you. Our sin keeps us in bondage and separates us from God. How can I have this freedom? I must receive Jesus Christ as Savior to be forgiven, and then I will be set truly free. Freedom. And this freedom I'm talking about, this freedom, not I, but Jesus is talking about when Jesus said, if you abide in me, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then the disciples said, we want to follow you. Yes, Lord. But how can you make us free? We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will set us free? You see, the disciples had a political idea of freedom. They had something else in mind. And they have not yet discovered the full meaning of the grace of Christ. And then they fall back on where they come from. Abraham's descendants. We are from royalty. Hey, how can you say you will make us free, Jesus? Then Jesus answered them. John 8. Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, the Son of God, you shall be free indeed. John 8, verse 31 to 36. Freedom to follow God by Jesus' grace is never a license to sin. It reminds me of Romans 6 verse 1, where Paul wrote to those Italian Christians in Rome, and he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who die to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. I was baptized into the death of Christ. So therefore I am dead for sin. I live in grace, and therefore I am free. Just listen to what he says in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19 to 23. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all men, that I might win more. And to the Jews I became a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I may win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law towards God, but under law towards Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. As a mournful, you need a year to study this portion of scripture. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 19 to 23. God's freedom. Remember this. God's freedom also does not refer to the political freedom. We have this all over the world throughout all the ages. God's freedom refers to the spiritual freedom we have in his kingdom, and not to the physical or earthly freedoms of the world. And this one cannot say enough. And sadly to report, there are ministers, preachers of the gospel, who proclaim a sort of revolutionary political idea and base it on this scripture. And this is not what Jesus meant. When the disciples said, we are descendants from Abraham, we are from, well, they could even say the royal house of Israel. Now who are you, Jesus, to tell us you will make us free from what? Then Jesus said, well, I'm not talking about the political freedom. I'm talking about sin. And when you and I want to walk in sin, we will stay in the shadow of death. We won't be able to step out of the grave. We won't be able to break into the, I call it the wild open spaces of grace. We won't be able to run into those wide open spaces where grace is awaiting us. We won't be able to dance as if the weight of the world has been lifted as we gracefully dance with the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Come out of the darkness. Leave the bondage. Acknowledge that there are sin holding you back. When God is talking about freedom through Jesus' grace, he refers to the spiritual freedom we have in his kingdom. Walking with Jesus, we may be hated, yes. We may be imprisoned. We may be even killed for our faith. There are many testimonies around the world throughout the ages, and to this day, somewhere in the world, someone today is hated because he or she is walking with Jesus. It's a disciple of Jesus, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, imitating the dreams and the deeds of Jesus. Somewhere in the world, someone will be killed, perhaps today, for his or her faith in Jesus. Somewhere in the world today. How terrible it even may be to think about it. Someone will be imprisoned and tortured because walking with Jesus. And here in South Africa, here we have Radio Pulpit and Radio K Pulpit. Here we have all the churches. We have all the fellowship, communion with Christ, yet look at us. Look at us in South Africa. Just listen to the news I'm reading in a few minutes from now. Does it seem that we in South Africa have freedom in Christ? That we have the liberty of which Galatians 5 is talking about, to stand fast in the liberty by which Jesus made us free, and not to be entangled again with a yoke of bondage, as Galatians 5 verse 1 says about the kingdom. Look at how we are stealing money. Look at how our leaders are taking one another to court every day. Look at what is happening. And if I point one finger, there are four pointing back to me. Huh? Is this the color of grace in South Africa? Oh Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. So that we as your disciples will imitate you according to the spirit of your Holy Spirit. Free us from our carnally minded ideas and get us into spiritually minded lives and peace. One Peter 2:16 says, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak or a vice, but as bond servants of God." 1 Peter 2:16, "Lord, make me a bond servant of you, Almighty God, so that I, as your word says so clearly in Romans 6, Lord, will reckon myself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ my Lord," as Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans 6. Father God, that 1 Peter 2 verse 13 to 16 will stand out when I move today to submit myself to you, King Supreme. And when earthly commands clashes with your truth, Lord, make me free indeed. Here I am this morning. In Jesus' grace, I want to sing the freedom song. Amen.